Craig Stinson wrote, "Just wanted to say how much I appreciate the arts interviews conducted by Gina Gamboni. We have a top-tier arts community in Wilmington. Gina's interviews help give insight into the effort and creativity that go into bringing high-quality arts events to the community." John Carnegie, a self-described native-born Scot, wrote, "Thank you for both of your excellent FM stations, our favorite being 92.7. I don't know if Nan Graham was being tongue-in-cheek when she mentioned that the Camels are coming as a Scottish tune. Just so there is no confusion, the tune is The Campbells Are Coming, which is the march for the Argyll and Sutherland Highlanders Scottish Regiment. Thanks." John, I can say without hesitation that Nan was being tongue-in-cheek. She always knows what she's doing. Lorraine Westermark wrote, "I loved Gwynnifar Roller's recent commentary so much that I posted it on Facebook with this comment. This was the best ever. Just like Mother Goose, really political satire disguised as children's stories. Sounds like North Carolina." She adds, "I have known Gwynnifar since she was at the Helen Alice Higgins Montessori School with my son Leaf." Richard from Wilmington wrote, "Reading the news last week, Ken Campbell referred to Brenda Faye McMillan as the Democrat nominee for county council in Brunswick County. With some regularity, he refers to the Democrat Party or the Democrat candidate, although he will sometimes correct himself. While this is a common usage, it is certainly not proper." Richard's point is well taken. Quote, "He is a Democrat," unquote, and other uses as a noun are fine, but as an adjective, Democratic is more common. For example, Democratic candidate, also Democratic Party, primary, nominee, election, etc. Many Democrats believe that Newt Gingrich was responsible for pushing the usage of Democrat as an adjective in the 90s because he thought it would make people think of rat when they heard it. My limited digging via Google suggests that while Gingrich may have helped revive the term, it had been used by Herbert Hoover and Thomas E. Dewey, and even earlier, sometimes by Democrats themselves. Nevertheless, today it is most often used by conservative Republicans and avoided by Democrats who refer to the Democratic Party. The best rule here is, non-politically speaking, of course, in radio as well as in life, to refer to a person or group by the name that they prefer. Anything else is rude, even if the name is Vivian Smith Smythe Smith. And before someone writes me about this, yes, Terry Gross did pronounce the word C-O-R-P-S-M-A-N on her show Wednesday as Corpsman. Her guest didn't correct her, but he did say Corman, which I would argue is the one to use. Though one source I saw offered Terry's pronunciation as an alternative. You pays your money, you takes your choice. We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. You can send an email message to feedback@whqr.org, or you can leave a call at 910-292-9477. Many thanks, as always, for your feedback.